I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. If you're just tuning in, we haven't covered much grilling today. We are prepping for the fall hunt, and no better person to help us with that than Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's, who's been in the studio with us the whole time. So we're gonna wrap this thing up with equipment, but Bob's giving me the finger. So what are we going to talk about now,
I just wanted to give a shout-out to our stand-in producer. Conrad is on vacation.
Good for him. He deserves
it. Mr. Pasteur, the station owner, is actually in here pulling all the strings and making the monkey jump.
Right, but I'm telling you what, if we don't sound the same, we're going to talk about him, right? We're not going to talk about Conrad. So it's all good. But anyway, Merle, so during the break, we were talking a little bit about the bow equipment, the bows themselves that you have in the store. Let's start that conversation over. We were asking about compound bows versus crossbows.
Yeah. So, you know, I shoot a bow myself, and I always have. I always will, probably, until I can't pull one anymore. I'm very traditional in that respect, in that I love to shoot. You know, bows are fun to shoot, but not everybody has time, you know, to do this, and especially the age we're living in, you know, we're always so busy. We're always doing things, and, you know, to be able to be a successful bow hunter, you need to be able to practice and shoot, and not everybody has time. And I think probably 90% of the hunters now are using a crossbow, because a crossbow, you don't have to practice, really. You know, you just have to make sure your equipment's working right, and you have to make sure that you know, you can hit what you're aiming at. But for the most part, there's not too much to go wrong. It's kind of like a rifle. You know, you don't practice with that year round.
Unless
a
deer dry rifle. Fire.
Right. Right. So, you know, you can take a crossbow out and, you know, you can practice a little bit and be ready for the season.
So my question is, I've got buddies that, have made the transition from a compound bow to the crossbow, and we're all older, maybe our kids are empty nesters, so we got a little extra cash laying around. And it seems every year that there's something that comes out that's smaller, lighter, and faster. And I find myself asking, you know, the one I have is an old 10-point. It's literally 10 years old. It shoots about 300 feet a minute, but my buddies are like 500, 600 feet a second, not a minute, a second now,
right,
with these little itty bitty, you know, crossbows. It's like, are they continuing to evolve, or have they hit the end?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if they'll really hit the end. You can only put so much energy in a small package, right?
Right.
Before something explodes.
Yeah.
You know, and
oh, there's so many good jokes.
You
there.
Know, there's
lots of time over there.
You know, so
speaking from experience, right?
You know, the bigger crossbows are big, clunky, heavy, and they're slower, and you know, but they shoot good and they last a long time.
Right.
You traded in my old compound Matthews for this beautiful Bowtech, and I'll tell you what, that I never want to get rid of that. It's just such an awesome bow.
Right. Yeah.
Workhorse.
Yeah.
You did me a solid. That Matthews was noisy. I never realized it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's the evolution of crossbows as well. You know, is how bows have evolved. They've gotten more parallel limb and quieter and faster. And crossbows basically have done the same thing. They're the real narrow limb, parallel to the riser of the crossbow, or the rail, I should say. And, you know, they're making them, they reached the 500 feet per second mark last year.
Wow.
In these crossbows, and they're not very big crossbows. So there's a lot of energy in a small package. And what I'm seeing now is them dialing it back down a little bit.
Went too far, and they're not reliable, or they can't sustain it.
Well, I think you also had to get the price down.
Right.
Some of those,
yeah, I mean,
super big ones are like $2,200.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about, for the 500 feet per second crossbows, they're $3,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're dropping it back down a little bit. There's a lot of energy there to shoot 500 feet per second. And basically it comes down to, do I really need to shoot 500 feet per second to really have the reliability issues.
Right.
Right. So,
well, and that's got to take a pretty incredible bolt that you're, the, you know, that's the bullet, if you will, that you shoot.
Arrow.
Yeah. Going out of that thing. I mean, just the structure, that much energy hitting the back of that, and the head is heavier than the rest of the
correct,
the bolt,
correct.
Right?
So they have that, they have to have a special bolt for the 500 feet per second crossbows, which, you know, none of the other ones you have to have anything different, right?
Right.
So you have to have something different for those. So what I think you're going to see is a trend in the 400, 4.5 range, 425 to 450 feet per second is where a lot of the crossbows are now. And it seems to be a kind of like a happy medium, right? So for reliability, for speed, for quiet, you're probably going to see a lot of the crossbows in that, that feet per second range.
And what brands, if someone were looking for these, what are the brands that, that might be the best ones in your opinion?
So, you know, the Raven was the first, Ravens were the first one that came out with the real narrow crossbows that were quiet, small, like you were talking about, the, probably that your buddies had.
Right.
And then 10-point kind of follows suit in that same direction, but there's a lot of different ones. Center Point, Raven, Killer Instinct, Wicked Ridge. There's a number of, you know, those are some of the brands that we carry that all mm-hmm. have that crossbow that's for the $300 guy, right? So, okay. you know, that... But, you know, your $300 crossbow now is so much better than your $600 crossbow was 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, so you have, you know, all of them go from, you know, their lower end, affordable, to your high tech. Your kids have moved on, like
right.
you said, and I can afford to buy something now. Where you if
the
you want to spend
effect.
$1,500 to $2,000, you can still do that.
Right, and the optics on those are incredible because they account
Amazing.
For angle, and they have distances, and some of them, I've even, one of them has digital.
Yeah.
A readout gives you an exact distance, and it's crazy.
They have the range
on the scope?
Yeah, rangefinder in a
oh
scope.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
rangefinding nice.
Scope, and it adjusts your scope. When you put your scope on a deer, and if it's 60 yards away, it adjusts your scope to shoot 60 yards.
Yeah. I mean, it's right in the scope,
yeah.
and it adjusts your pin. It's like
not
a moving,
only,
you got one crosshair, and it moves wherever it needs to go for the distance that it's reading that the deer is away.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. That's an expensive piece of equipment.
Yeah, that's basically $1,000 for that
scope.
That scope.
Yeah.
But if that's what you do, that's what you love to do. It's just like any hobby,
so
right?
So let's
sure.
say you're,
yeah.
you've got your old recurve, or you're a longbow guy or whatever, and you want to upgrade your distance and range finding ability. You still carrying that good, that stuff? Range finders?
The range finders, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, you can get all the digital range finders, you know, with Leopold, a number of different brands of range finders. You can do that. And there's also some sites available for bows that'll do the same thing.
Hmm.
You know, Garmin, Burris, there's a number of different sites available for bows that are range finding that'll automatically adjust your sight when you flip something, the range finder on the target. So it's amazing what they're doing in sights, especially in scopes.
So Merle, where can people find you guys?
We are on 68th Street, right off of 131 in Grand Rapids.
Right. You get off at 68th Street. You're on the east side of 131.
That's correct.
You'll see Millbrook Tack and the big pony standing on his back legs right there when you pull in. But great shop. If you guys have not been there, you listeners out there, man, make a trip. It's this time of year especially, it's a big boy toy store now.
Yeah, it is. And the entrance is a little tricky. There's a gas station in the front of the property, so you got to go on one side or the other of the gas station, but
right.
just
we
slow
have two
down
drives.
On the freeway there.
Yep.
And I mean, when you go across the freeway or when you're by the freeway, just go nice and slow. You'll get the entry. That's a busy street.
Pull into the Marathon gas station, and you right. got it. You can just pull around it and go right to our store.
Open 7 days a week, or taking Sundays off? What's that look like?
Yeah, 6 days a week. We're open from 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and full time there.
Guys, be careful if you bring the ladies with you, because there's a whole wardrobe section of this store that has some really cool stuff. Great place to go buy some jeans and some cowboy boots too, man.
Yeah.
So you got to hit Allen Bob Sports and Millbrook Tack on 68th and 131 on the southeast side of the highway.
Merle Shoemaker, Allen Bob's been a sponsor a long time. We appreciate you supporting the show, and it's been a great friendship. You've improved my hunting.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Get out there and create some grill envy in your backyard. We'll talk with you next week.